This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Turkey has raised tariffs on a list of U.S. imports, a sign the strain in bilateral relations continues. Last week, Washington doubled penalties on Turkish steel and aluminum exports, citing national security. The White House called the latest Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the tariffs have nothing to do with the fate of Americans like Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson, held by Turkey, but sanctions on the Turkish justice and interior ministers may.
The tariffs that are in place on steel would not be removed with the release of Pastor Brunson. The tariffs are specific to national security. The sanctions, however, that have been placed on Turkey are specific to Pastor Brunson and others that we feel are being held unfairly, and we would consider that at that point.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted to news that a Turkish court rejected a plea for Brunson's release from house arrest for his alleged role in the failed 2016 coup.
We're certainly disappointed by that announcement. We would like Pastor Brunson to be brought home to the United States. We have said for far too long that Pastor Brunson has been held for far too long, and we look forward to Pastor Brunson coming home. We'd like that to happen very soon.
Tuesday, Turkey released two Greek soldiers. Wednesday, released Amnesty International's honorary chairman for Turkey. Presidential spokesman Ibrahim Kalin said for Brunson, there is a judicial process and the government must respect it. Meanwhile, at least Qatar pledged $15 billion in direct investment to shore up the sluggish Turkish economy. At least 22 Sudanese primary school children drowned Wednesday north of Khartoum when their boat sank while crossing the Nile River. A woman also died. Meanwhile, a Chinese delegation led by the vice commerce minister will travel to the U.S. for trade talks later this month, talks scheduled to take place at the request of the U.S. This is VOA News.